It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's our weekly Share Something segment. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's music critic will share some Wisconsin bands he's excited about this spring.
First, what if we had a health treatment that was cheap, had no side effects, and made a difference for a wide variety of health problems? Our next guest says it exists. It's not snake oil. It's exercise.
Dr. Jordan Metzl has been making the case for more exercise and trying to get us more active. He's a sports medicine physician at New York City's Hospital for Special Surgery. He's the author of the book, The Exercise Cure.
You can get your own copy of The Exercise Cure with lots of exercise tips, specific recommendations, and motivational advice with your pledge of $150. That's $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dr. Jordan Metzl joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we get some specific exercise advice, can you just remind us of the general case? What are the health benefits of getting more exercise?
Sure. Thanks so much. So, you know, the idea of the exercise cure was I'm a sports medicine physician in New York, and I see lots of people all day long who want to move. And in my office any day, you know, the waiting room could be anybody from an 8-year-old gymnast to an 82-year-old lady this year who did the marathon. You know, the commonality between all of them is that they want to exercise and they want to move. And over years of doing that, you know, I recognized that those people, you know, they were just healthier, and I thought they just had so much going on. You know, the old adage used to say, if you want to get something done, ask an athlete of any age. And I just was starting to think, like, you know, these people just seem really healthy. And so I started looking at this correlation between exercise and wellness, and not just because, all right, I know exercise is good for me, like, unless you've been living under a rock, you know exercise is something you should do. But what's the actual scientific basis for exercise as a medicine? And so I started with the brain and went down the human body by system, starting with the brain. So what's the evidence for exercise for the treatment of depression, for the treatment of anxiety, for sleep disorders, you know, dementia, all the way down to heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, certain types of cancer. And then in the second half of the book, how people can start dosing the medicine of exercise for themselves at home without a gym, without a trainer. And the message has just been so well received by both the general public, and also I'm trying to work now on kind of policy issues around incentivizing wellness. So there's a lot here, I think, in terms of this topic of really getting exercise to be something that we view not as something that makes us feel good, which it does, but also as a very, very powerful medicine. I make the argument the most powerful medicine across the spectrum of the human condition.
And speaking of that motivation issue, I just saw a piece you wrote on that, looking at a financial incentive for exercise.
That's right. So that's the one that came out last week in Slate, or 2 weeks ago in Slate. And Slate is kind of an edgy online journal that tackles topics that raise eyebrows. And the piece I wrote for them was basically, should you get a tax break for joining the gym and going to the gym? And the argument I make is that, you know, in the United States, we're spending almost $3 trillion on health care. It's almost a misnomer because it's basically disease treatment with a little bit of health care thrown in. You know, we're spending, you know, by far the most, more than double any country in the world, yet we're ranked 28th in life expectancy, and we're just throwing, you know, literally trillions of dollars at disease treatment, and we're doing very little to incentivize people to be healthy. So we just keep throwing more and more dollars at these very expensive problems. 65% of the healthcare dollars are spent on the issues related to the obesity epidemic, including heart disease, diabetes, et cetera. So, you know, it's a really expensive issue. So I want to look at how do we start kind of changing that discussion. So the idea of the piece I wrote was to look at what incentivizes people to do things. So, you know, why do people buy houses? Why do they, in some cases, make all kinds of decisions? And the answer is they're incentivized to do things based on either the tax code or different things. So I make the argument that we should be incentivizing people to move, and not just because, you know, they should, but because I think it'll save us money by preventing disease instead of treating it.
Well, let's get into some of the specific advice you offer in the exercise code. Something I thought would be useful for, well, me and anybody else who's at a desk-bound kind of job. You have advice on flexibility training for people who work at desks all day. What kind of exercises would be the prescription there?
Well, Rob, here's I get to that part. So in the second half of the book, as I go through the different types of exercises, I break it down into bronze, people who are not active at all, silver, people who are a little bit active, and gold, people who are already very active and want to prevent injury and maximize performance. And so, you know, somebody who's sitting around not doing very much, I think, poses a real public health question to me. So, you know, the question is, if you were somebody maybe in the 1970s or so listening, and you turned on the TV or opened a magazine, you'd see like the Marlboro Man or different people, lots of smoking ads, all the magazines, all the movies from that time had smoking as part of the culture. You really don't see that at all anymore. So in the last, you know, kind of 20 to 30 years, we've really changed the dialogue on smoking. And the reason we have is that we recognize that smoking and smoke is a carcinogen, that it's dangerous, that the health effects of smoke include things like, you know, high blood pressure, different types of cancer, diabetes, you know, many health problems that are not very good and ultimately also very expensive. So we've really tried to get the public health information, and we've really changed the discussion on smoking, whereas it used to be everywhere. Now it's, you know, less and less and less. Now, if you take that argument and you take inactivity or sitting, and you look at the health risks of just sitting around for 7-8 hours in a row at a time at a desk, and you look at the health risk of those problems, the risks include heart disease, diabetes, certain types of cancer, and basically, except for lung cancer, which is a direct irritant of smoke, it's almost identical to smoking. So I think making the parallel that sitting is the new smoking makes a lot of sense, I think, medically. And so I try and give exercises like the desk sitting stretches and getting up and moving once an hour to really have people increase what's called their NEAT profile, which is an acronym for non-exercise active thermogenesis, or in English, just burning calories from moving around. And I want people to do that and do it regularly.
One of the pieces of advice I thought was interesting, you say the most valuable bit of exercise equipment you can get, if you get just one thing, it's a foam tube, the foam roller. Why is that such a valuable piece of equipment? It seems really simple.
I love that thing. I mean, so basically in my bronze and in my silver, I talk about working on what's called your kinetic chain. So kinesis means movement, and the kinetic chain of the body is the chain of the muscles from tip to toe. And the stronger and more flexible that chain is, the less your achy knee or your achy back or your achy shoulder bothers you. And so I really want people to learn how to strengthen their kinetic chain and also to loosen their kinetic chain. So I've actually been teaching a number of different boot camp classes around the country. In fact, these are free online. If anybody listening wants to ever try one of these, you can just put my name, Jordan Metzl, Iron Strength, and you'll find this free online streaming boot camp you can do. And also a lot with flexibility. And what we found is the best way to improve your flexibility is to roll out your muscles on what's called a foam roller. And so I have in my Exercise Cure book a whole series of exercises to do with your foam roller. And what I tell people is you're going to hate it initially, and then you'll learn to love it. And that it really helps.
And, yeah, you've got them diagrammed out simply enough that I could even see myself doing them. It's not hard to figure them out.
Is it see yourself doing it, or you will do it?
Well, you're going to put me on. So I will say, last time you were on, you got me motivated to spend 20 minutes a day on the treadmill. So you got
right,
me started.
Good.
So you're telling me now I've got to do the foam roller when I go home.
I mean, dude, I got to hold you accountable if I'm going to hold myself accountable and everybody listening.
All right. Well, I'll do it. Hey, maybe I'll put a condition on this. We'll get back to Dr. Jordan Metzl in a bit. He stays with us to share the exercise cure. And if you need some exercise advice, by the way, or motivation, you can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to maybe ask a question of Dr. Metzl.
We continue our conversation now with Dr. Jordan Metzl, author of The Exercise Cure.
He's making the case that exercise, we all know it's healthy, but he says it's really healthy. It helps prevent or treat a lot of conditions are out there. Most of us, almost all of us, should be doing more exercise. You can join with your questions for him. He's got a lot of practical advice at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We've got Jason on the line in Fort Atkinson now. Jason, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, I had back surgery in 2009, and while I was waiting for back surgery, I gained 40 pounds. And after the back surgery, it's in my lower back. It started to get better. I started to lose weight. I lost 30 pounds. I started going to school, and the weight came back, and I haven't been able to get rid of it. It hurts when I exercise. pretty much no matter what I do, it hurts.
Gotcha. Jason, thanks for the call. Dr. Metzl, I know you don't have Jason in front of you or his charts, but some general advice on exercises that might be better suited for someone who's had something like back surgery.
Sure. It's a great question. So Jason calls with a tough question, and, you know, it kind of gets to a broader issue of what do I do if I have arthritis in my knees or, you know, a herniated disc in my back or an achy back and things hurt when I move, or, you know, I'm overweight for my body type and it hurts when I move. You know, do I do nothing? Do I try and do something? And the answer that I give is you got to start doing something. And so what is that something? So you have to figure out what kind of exercises don't hurt your back or don't, you know, bother you. In Jason's case, you know, that big amount of weight fluctuation puts a lot of load on the back, and it can hurt a lot. And I definitely fully empathize with, you know, the weight gain and weight loss. That's tough, man. So hang in there, Jason. But I think some of the things to think about would be, first of all, if possible, swimming is great because it's completely weightless. So people with arthritic joints, arthritic knees, even achy backs or herniated discs in their back, you know, generally can tolerate swimming pretty well. The stuff with the foam roller, if you can do it, really helps loosen up the muscles a lot. And then I go through a series of exercises called isometrics, which involve really holding one position. A great example of that is called the plank. And a plank is good because it starts to strengthen muscle and burn calories when you're holding a position instead of moving. And that can help too. So, you know, those are just some introductory thoughts for somebody like Jason. Obviously, it depends person to person. But my overall thought is there's something for everybody. And so, you know, really try and think about that. And even for some of your older listeners, you know, people in their 70s and their 80s who feel like, all right, well, you know, what's the use of exercising for me? And the answer is everything.
Jason, thanks for the call and good luck to you. And you mentioned the foam roller. One more pledge puts me on the foam roller. You could be the one who gets me up. Oh, no, somebody just did it. We've got those five pledges. And remember, you
That's
can
awesome.
Get a. It is. So I will stick to it after band practice tonight. I'm getting out the foam roller and I'll do some
exercise.
I kind of feel
like, though, just as a totally neutral listener, I feel like there needs to be some validation. These guys are they're donating, first of all, National Public Radio, one of the greatest assets of our country. I love NPR, and thank you so much, everybody, for donating. It's a great resource we have. But I feel like these guys are donating their thing. They're five people who are donating that Rob, in good faith, is going to get on the roller. I feel like you can make those little things for your eyes or put a ski mask over your face. But I feel like we need some kind of validation. In fact, Rob is doing this. I don't know if you guys else agree, but I feel like that's part of the deal.
Everybody's nodding in here. Okay, proof or it didn't happen. You can also make your pledge and get a copy of Dr. Metzl's book, The Exercise Cure, WPR.org, for $150 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'll do a picture. All right. We'll go back to our callers now. We've got Pam with us in Watertown. Hi, Pam.
Hi. I was just calling to thank the doctor for this because I'm someone who maybe 7-8 years ago kind of got into exercising. And I love our Y in town, and I go 6 days a week for an hour. My family thinks I'm a little obsessed, but now hearing the doctor, I'm like, I'm happy that I can tell them that this exercise cure is out there. I've worked at my current job for 5 years. I've never had a sick day. I guess I just want to say I'm a real believer.
Hey, Pam, thank you, first of all, so much for calling. When I hear from people like you, it really makes me feel good because when I wrote this book and started thinking about it, it made sense to me as a doctor, but I didn't know how the message would translate to the everyday person. You know, to me, the most interesting part of putting this information together was the brain section. I don't know what you were like before you started doing this, but I'm guessing that your personality and your energy level have really changed for the better as you've been exercising regularly. The data on exercise and depression, exercise and anxiety, exercise and sleep, is so compelling that it makes me feel like I want everybody to listen to you and to listen to your story because that's exactly the right thing. Did you notice a change in your mood as you've been exercising more frequently? Because you sound great right now.
You know what? I guess I would say yes. I think I'm definitely, you know, upbeat and more even keeled.
It's important, and I make the case all the time that if you have, you know, depression or you have sleep problems and you live in the United States, you know, every fourth ad on television is an ad saying that, you know, the butterfly is going to fly in your window and you're going to have the best night's sleep of your life. Or if you're depressed, you take this medicine and you're going to hug your husband and your life will be forever changed. And yet, you know, you hear on the all these happy people on TV, and then there's the undercurrent of the people saying, well, these people are so happy, like the side effects of this medicine include X, Y, Z, whatever. And every medicine has a side effect. And we're also spending about $375 billion a year on medicine in this country. And I'm not saying that medicine isn't life-saving and life-changing, but what I'm saying is that you can really change the amount of medicine you need and sometimes get off medicine by using exercise as your first-line medicine. And somebody like you is a perfect example of why I think that's so important. So thank you for calling and letting us know.
Pam, inspiring stuff. And Dr. Metzl, thanks to you for the advice and the inspiration. I appreciate it.
Hey, you guys are awesome. My pleasure.
That was Dr. Jordan Metzl, author of The Exercise Cure. You can get your very own copy of The Exercise Cure by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge $150 or more. That's $12.50. We really just skimmed the surface. There's so much more practical advice in the book. You'll get a lot of use out of it, and you'll know you got it because you supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support Wisconsin Public Radio because you listen, because you get great information like we just got there from the author of The Exercise Cure. You get ideas to improve your life, help you think about the world, and to just improve the day-to-day quality of the way you think about things. Pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. I'm Veronica Rickert.
I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time. It's our weekly Share Something segment. Each week, we ask our listeners or a guest to share something they're excited about.
Today, we're hearing from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy about some of the Wisconsin bands he's most excited about this spring.
The band Fox, who we've heard here on Central Time, has a new record deal. They just dropped a new video. Another artist with a new record deal is Milwaukee's Wave Chappelle.
And we'll check out a couple albums just released this spring, too. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So Wisconsin had a huge presence at this year's South by Southwest Music Festival, and it seems in general like the music scene here is kind of booming. Who are you most excited about this spring?
It is, and in fact, I think today the New York Times had a little item on Wisconsin music, so people should check that out. It talks a little bit about Justin Vernon and Fox, and speaking of Fox, I'm really excited about this band. I've been excited about them since last year. They've had a really great 2013 where they did a great South by Southwest last year and this year. They were found by a manager who manages the Lumineers, and they ended up opening for Lumineers at iTunes Festival in London. They played Lollapalooza last year, and this year it's really ramping up. They did a song stream on USA Today. Entertainment Weekly debuted their new music video. And they've got an album coming out on Partisan Records in June, a self-titled album. And they're going to be doing a summer tour, summer headline tour. There's just a lot of interest around this band, and they're a really unique band that, you know, I think it reminds me a little bit of Sufjan Stevens, but the frontwoman, Monica Martin, she has a really pretty, soulful voice. It's really kind of interesting and special, and it seems kind of perfect for summer, so I'm expecting good things and good buzz for those guys.
Yeah, this is P-H-O-X for the uninitiated, and as you were saying, they're kind of hard to describe. They seem like they've got a lot going on. They've got a horn section in some of their songs. There's soul going on. There's pop, indie influence. How do you describe them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're, you know, I always use whimsical. I always write whimsical chamber pop because that's kind of what it is. I mean, I think if you, you know, there are some of those kind of interesting instruments and there is a little bit of that soul to it, but it just, it feels very light and very airy and very refreshing, you know, kind of like a crisp, I don't know, lemonade on a summer day. I think that's probably what makes it a good summer album. And I think if you, you know, they did a new music video for Slow Motion, which is on their video EP last year, but it's going to be the lead single on their album. What's really interesting, I think, to see from them is that this video, it's definitely the most, the biggest budget video they've had, and they've really stepped up the editing, and it's much glossier, it looks really good, but it's still directed by one of the band members, just like their old videos, and I think that's really great. I think that's really smart, because there's a certain kind of homespun quality to these guys, who they're all really good friends, they grew up in Baraboo, they live together in Madison, and that's still intact, even though they're getting bigger, that's still intact, and there's still very much that artistic voice in everything they do and everything they touch. You can really see and feel the fingerprint, and I think that's going to help them.
All right, well, we definitely have to listen to some Fox right now. This is one of my favorite Fox tunes. This one is called Slow Motion.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location.
And clip there of Slow Motion, that is from the band Fox from Baraboo, Wisconsin. And you said there's a new album coming out. Did you say when it's coming out?
I believe June 24th, and they're going to be doing a tour this summer. They're in Madison this summer. They're playing Green Bay this summer, all in August. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head, and also in Milwaukee at Turner Hall Ballroom. So well worth seeing, and I think by the time they come home, there'll be a good amount of buzz and press behind them. So I think they're just going to keep getting bigger from here.
And let's move on to another genre now, the rap genre. This is a guy from Milwaukee. His name is Wave Chappelle. What do you know about him?
Yeah, this is a really interesting case. So, you know, earlier this year we did a feature on 10 Wisconsin bands to watch, and it was a look at some of the most promising acts. And I think Wave would have been on that, but his rise is kind of happening pretty quick, and it was happening right when we were putting that story together. He is a college student, or he was. He's taking the semester off in Memphis, but born in Milwaukee. He's a rapper. His dad actually is a rapper, too. His dad's stage name is F1 Diamond, and he's in Memphis now, but from Milwaukee. But, you know, Wave Chappelle, this is really interesting. He released a mixtape and kind of spread it around on college campuses in Memphis last fall. And then he said he was just having, like, wings with friends. And all of a sudden he saw that Yo Gotti, who's a really big name in the rap world, started following him on Twitter. And he just kind of did a double take, like, is this for real? And then Yo Gotti reached out to him and told him to call him. And Wave Chappelle, like, just basically started screaming and jumping up and down. And so he met up with Yo Gotti, who's a pretty different kind of rapper. Yo Gotti's harder hitting, a little more gangster rap. Wave Chappelle's a little more kind of sweeter, I think, to his sound. But Yo Gotti really likes what he has, and Yo Gotti signed him to his label and is going to be featuring Wave Chappelle on a label mixtape. The label is a sub-label of Epic Records. And then Wave Chappelle is going to be working on a new album for Yo Gotti's label as well. He came in and did a performance with us. You can see it at jsonline.com/music. And he's got really good flow. He's clever. He's got a lot of charisma.
And he writes all his own rhymes, doesn't he? All his own lyrics.
Oh, I'm sorry?
He writes all his own lyrics, right?
Oh, yeah. He writes all his own stuff. I think he's really good with his wordplay, really good with his flow, really charismatic. You know, it's still, if you see him, I think it's still a little bit raw in some ways, but he's just starting out, and it's very promising for just starting out. So I can see what Yo Gotti sees in him, and I think that the Wave will get bigger going on forward, especially with that support from him.
All right, we've got a track from Wave Chappelle. This one is called Far From Home.
I'm so far from home. I wonder if they notice I'm gone. I'm so far from home. That's how it is when you're chasing the throne. Chasing the throne. But still I feel like everything is on the up and up. Fans like what's good. Haters like what. I always say the right things. I never say too much. You can play the game. Just make sure that you don't play too much. I'm getting up to the feeling.
And the track Far From Home from Wave Chappelle. He is in Memphis now, has roots in Milwaukee as well, and he's been getting a lot of attention. And as we heard, you can see a concert there on the Journal Sentinel homepage. And let's move on to another one, a guy named Joseph Huber. He's got a new album out called Hanging Road.
Yeah, he's a country artist. You know, people might know him, especially bluegrass followers might know a band that he was in, the .357 band, and string band, sorry. And it was a band that had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma to it. It definitely kind of tapped into some Appalachian roots. And it's, you know, they've all kind of gone their separate ways, and Huber's doing the solo thing, but he's still developing and growing as a songwriter, as a performer. And The Hanging Road is really just through and through just a really, it really drew me in. It's there's so much character to it. It's almost like he stepped down from the mountains, you know, with his guitar, with his banjo, and just kind of started strumming after, like, living up in a cabin up there. I mean,
so where is this guy from in Wisconsin?
He's in Milwaukee.
He's in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, he's in Milwaukee, too. And, I mean, he's, you know, it's just, it's there's just such a character and this rustic kind of charm to all the songs. I mean, I want to hear it again and again and again. I've only heard it a couple times, but it sticks with me. And I know that if I keep listening to it, I'll really love more songs. I think people will really like it, too, if they check it out.
All right, well, here's a cut from his new album, Hanging Road. This one's called Coming Down From You.
town. Now the tears come down, the gargoyle, maybe throw on a raincoat.
Track coming down from you from Joseph Huber from Milwaukee, new album Hanging Road. I see what you mean about that sound. There is something there, isn't it? That's really a pleasure
it's
to listen
really,
to.
It's really, really rich. There's some really great fiddle on there. There's so much soul and warmth to his vocals, and his songwriting, I think, is just very vivid. He's really good, and he just keeps getting better, I think.
And we're going to wrap things up with a musician named Peter Mulvey, who's sort of the indie folk area of things. His new album is called Silver Ladder. Tell us about Peter.
Yeah, Peter's been doing this thing for about two decades. He's got more than a dozen albums. Just a road warrior. He's constantly touring. And he has this album, Silver Ladder. It's his first album of completely original songs in 8 years. He went to Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding site where people can make donations in exchange for a project getting finished, like an album. And then they can get some special perks, like maybe autographed CDs, things like that. He went there, and he's hoping he can get maybe $23,000 from fans, because he wanted to try to get a publicity campaign around this album and kind of do it right, because he's so focused on the music and just touring that he doesn't really promote very well. And he was stunned because he reached his goal in 24 hours, just really fast. And he ended up raising almost $63,000. But I think it makes sense, because he has been touring for so long. He is so good at what he does. He's got, he's just a very clever songwriter. His music is very melodic, but his lyrics, there's kind of an interesting sort of quirky poetry to it. And Silver Ladder's really good. I mean, he says it's the best thing he's done, and it's really, really good. It's attracted Chuck Prophet, who's a noted singer-songwriter to produce, Nickel Creek, Sarah Watkins is a guest on there. Bob Dylan's former touring drummer, Dave Kemper, is on there as well. And it's on, released by Signature Sounds, which is a record label that's home to Chris Smither and Lake Street Dive. So it's definitely worth checking out. He'll be playing at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee on May 8th. Some people should see that show.
Well, this has been so great to hear about Wisconsin's music scene. Piet, thank you so much for joining us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
We've been talking to Piet Levy, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic. And we're going to go out with some Peter Mulvey, his song Tremolo.
An iron heart and a fire in the head.